No rest for the wicked. Blake Shinn's back in town after a couple of near misses at Sha Tin last Sunday, and he's riding at Sandown today. I'm sure he doesn't know where he is at the moment. How are you, Blake?
I'm well, Matty. Yeah, good to be back in Australia after a nice time in Hong Kong.
How do you handle, I know you guys are usually pointy end of the plane, but I suffer terrible jet lag. How do you guys, do you get accustomed to it after a while?
I suppose you do a little bit. It's just trying to adjust to the different time zones. I suppose Hong Kong to Australia is not too bad because Australia's, what are they, 3 hours... 3 hours in front, so it's not that big a difference, but it's still got to make sure you get the sleep right and not disrupt your patterns too much.
Must have been an amazing meeting to be a part of. It was sort of the barrier trial meeting for the big international meeting, but we saw all the local superstars headed by Golden 60. I know you didn't come away with a winner, but it must have been great to be part of it. Just your take on there's three or four really, really top-class Hong Kong horses at the moment. California Spangle's another one, and there are a couple in the other races as well, and James McDonald rode one of them. A lot of Japanese coming down for the big international meeting, but the Hong Kong horses look pretty good this year, don't you think?
Well, they are, yeah. Look, Golden 60, he stood the test of time, only been beaten once. You know, he had to run unbelievable sectionals to beat California Spangle on the weekend. It was just a great race to witness, I suppose, from everyone around the world. And, you know, Hong Kong does produce top-line sprinters, sprinter milers, and they can be competitive anywhere around the world. So, look, the Japanese invasion are always hard to beat in Hong Kong and anywhere around the world, so they're going to make their presence felt in December. But, it's going to be great to be a part of, going back over to ride my two horses. Russian Emperor and Skyfield, they disappointed on... Russian Emperor did, but he jarred up. Skyfield just got too far back, but ran on okay. So, look, we're going to have to improve a little bit, but hopefully they can. And I know they've got the talent, and if they do well, they do improve well, we'll be thereabouts.
Interesting you mentioned that about Russian Emperor, because that was one of the head scratches of the day, wasn't it? When obviously he's jarred up because he was beaten a long way. Hey, just a quick one on Golden 60. There was a lot of debate afterwards about, you know, the ranking of the great Hong Kong horses of the last 20 years. Is he as good a Hong Kong horse as you've seen, Golden 60?
Oh, for sure, yeah. Look, I was there at the back end of Beauty Generation, and he was, he was coming to the end of it. But he was a champion in his own right. But this horse, I nearly beat him in the Derby on Playa del Puente, but he overcomes all adversity to win, and that's what champions do. And he's just a freak, one of them horses that once in a generation stole a horse.
Yeah, he probably had no right to beat California Spangle the way the race was run, but he still did, and it was, I think it was probably the almost the win of his career, or the performance, or the gallop of his career, Golden 60. Did it whet your appetite a bit? I know you're sort of stuck between two continents at the moment, but I saw the face masks plastered everywhere, and James McDonald was wrestling with his for most of the night. It's still pretty intense over there. Where does it leave you at the moment with decisions over the next year or so?
Oh, look, it's still pretty annoying, I tell you, the mask and all the regulations. The place is opening up a little bit, which is great. Was able to go out and catch up with some friends and do some socialising, which was really nice. It was great to be back in the city, but there's still a fair way to go to consider wanting to go back on a full-time basis.
Fair enough. Hey, today I was just flicking through the form guide, and I was wondering when one of my Black Book specials was going to appear, and that's a filly called So You See from the Mike Moroney stable, who is a dead set star. Things didn't quite go right last time in, and she was a bit new, and I think she's had a few little issues, but she's back with the blinkers off today. Have you been on her back?
I haven't, Maddie, no. I trialled in her last jump out, sorry, and went nice. I rode a pretty talented horse, Felicia, which has just joined the Snowden camp. She looked to go well. She appears to be down in grade a bit. Obviously a talented horse, and hopefully can resume, you know, on a winning note today.
Yeah, she's a very, very good filly, so you see. So it'll be fascinating to see first up 1,400 metres at Sandown how she'll go. Midtown Boss was a very good first up winner for Mark and Levi Kavanagh in race five.
He was. Look, I love this horse's win at Geelong. Obviously spotting him probably 10 to 12 lengths at the 600, rounding him up like a very talented horse, I feel. Drawn one today, looks to get a good run, just needs runs at the right time. But he showed a great turn of foot at Geelong, so worthy to come to the city today in a competitive little race. So I think he can put his hand up and certainly be thereabouts.
Interesting horse, race 7, Fire Glow 2, because you know a bit about Fire Glow 2. You rode it to victory at Sha Tin back in May 21, and then first up at Sale, and then Stackhouse got on at Mornington, and it charged home, and you reunited with Flo Go 2 for the Hayes camp in race 7.
Yeah, look, he's not a bad horse, Matty. He appears ready to do something really well today. He's a stayer. Won on him over 2,000 at Sha Tin. He did win over 2,200 at Happy Valley also. He's third up, ready to peak. Big track will suit him because he's a big striding horse. Drawn great. Look, I can see him running really well. He's in at the right time in the, coming into the summer months, and I think he can be effective in town through these months, coming months.
All right, so three rides, but three kind of interesting runners for a midweeker.
Yeah, look, three rides, really looking forward to the day. It's great to be back here and hopefully can hit the ground running.
Good on you, mate. Best of luck.
Thanks very much, mate.